Hello. Welcome back to another episode.
Today, we are talking about boundaries because these are things we've really been analyzing our own during this quarantine, especially.
Yes.
We have been setting more boundaries, like recognizing more, just understanding their importance.
And the first boundary is stand the fuck back 6 feet.
Stay 6 feet away.
6 feet the fuck away. And this rule is not
negotiable.
No. And it never will be. If you're not 6 feet away from me for the rest of my life, then
you are crossing you're
crossing that boundary. Boundary.
Yes, very important.
So 6 feet.
6 feet.
That's all I'm saying. Back the fuck up.
That was funny.
I know, you weren't expecting that. I'm so funny sometimes, honestly. All right. So, Abby, start us off.
So, first of all...
it's like she was waiting for me to, like, whistle at her and, like...
But no, you caught me off guard. wasn't ready to talk yet. Starting you off with boundaries. Boundaries in life is, like, set boundaries for yourself. Like, what you're... Like, I don't even know. Boundaries. Boundaries for other people. Boundaries. Everybody has a role, pretty much, in your life. Like, every individual, every... breaking down a family, they do too, like have boundaries with them.
It's pretty much just being upfront with what you want, what you don't want. Just have them in your mind. You don't really have to say them out loud. You don't have to.
You just live your life by them.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, well, I don't want to be with someone that's like this and this. That's a boundary you're setting for yourself because you don't want someone to cross that boundary that's like that. So it's like, that's what you set up in your head. And like communicate your boundaries, whether that's
like sometimes my boundaries, I will give people my number, but I will tell them, do not text me, do not hit me up. You can have my number, but don't.
I'm like, what's the point then? I'm like, is that your tricky way of just being like, here's my number, but don't ever do anything with it?
Hit me up if you need something.
Yeah,
if you have something if you
to offer. If you have something to offer, you can have my number. But boundaries, I mean, like, when I hear the word boundaries, I'm like, I'm thinking of, like, sexual boundaries. Like, the safe word? What is the safe word?
And how far can you go?
Yeah. And there is types of things that are, like, boundaries. I'm like, I worded that not how I wanted it to, but, like, there are sexual boundaries. Having your sexual boundaries, it's like, if you don't, like, a girl, if you don't want to have sex in your period, tell them to get the fuck back. Back the fuck up.
Back the fuck up.
That's a boundary, and you say that right away. You know, if I have someone and we are talking or we're in a relationship and like, no, especially like a relationship and they're like trying to get on my social media and all this stuff, it's like, okay, that's a boundary we're not going to cross. You can if you want, if that's what you feel comfortable, but it's like, you need to have boundaries. Like you really can't like let someone overtake your life. Like have your passwords or something. Or like guys or girls will be like, well, like, give me your passwords. Like, if we're gonna talk, like, give me your passwords. It's like, no, go to fucking therapy and get some fucking trust sessions.
True.
Because it's like, I try to log on to my ex's, like, Instagram and stuff and want all his passwords? Yeah. And did that ruin everything? Yeah. So don't do that. I'm telling you firsthand. That's not, like, being in your significant other's business and like trying to play cop and figure out what they're doing is like, that's not even healthy. Stop it.
So what we're saying is have a boundary for yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe your have boundaries
your social
in who you trust and how you trust.
Because it's like, you know, there is like, as much as we want a partner and have someone to share our life with, there is like a lot of actually majority of us have like a very like we just want a part of ourselves to not be like,
like if somebody's gonna be a shared part of my life, like Daylan is my best friend, like my boundaries for Daylan in like that is so different.
So different. It's like
other things.
Like a boundary would be like, okay, like don't like answer my phone or something. Like, you know, it's just like
people trying to answer your phone.
I don't know. I was if saying
somebody,
you.
If somebody answers my phone, oh. I'm like, if my phone was ringing and somebody answered it, I would just be like, what the fuck?
Like,
but yeah. I mean, I guess if I was like, Daylan, answer my phone.
Like, yeah, like a boundary would be, like mine and Abby's boundaries kind of go like this. Like, if you're playing shit out loud and don't have your AirPods in, you can get the fuck out the room. That's a boundary. Because no videos will be played unless those AirPods are in. That's one. But like, just especially with just like relationships, have boundaries. Because like, if someone is showing up, like if I'm dating someone and like, you know, we really like each other, like we hang out a lot, like I don't want that dude, if we're like in the beginning of a relationship, just show up at my house unless I like say something, you know, like have the boundaries that, like, you know, just, like, keep dating while you're in a relationship. Some people are just, like, so crazy that they just will, like, give me your password, your social, and, like, your bank account, like, on some crazy shit. Don't be that person.
Never had that experience.
But the thing is, like, we laugh and, like, we're like,
but people really go through that.
But people really go through that.
No fucking way.
And that is not ever healthy because, like...
But if I randomly asked you for your Instagram password, would you
never
give it to me?
No.
I would never ask you for it.
Yeah, but, like, that's just, like, weird. Like, that's just a life that, like, is personal. And it's, like, yeah, it's social media, but, like, your significant other should not be, like... stalking your personal life. Like, we all need to have personal lives. That is a boundary in itself. Like, we all have
a boundary
personal...
for yourself should be, don't waste your time stalking other people. Jesus.
Yeah, a boundary for yourself would not ask for the Instagram password. Or a boundary is not showing up unannounced. That shit's scary. Don't do that.
Have, like, people shown up unannounced? I remember when I was in high school, one of my first boyfriends ever, he lived like far as fuck away, kind of. We were supposed to hang out, and then he kind of was like late, was flaky, and whatever. Mm-hmm. I assumed we weren't hanging out. He showed up. I was asleep, and I was like a sophomore in high school, asleep. Showed up at my house.
This.
I lived on a farm, you guys, like way out the fuck in the middle of nowhere. And I was like a little, I felt I was too young, you know,
oh
to
my
be
God,
dating.
That shit's scary.
And he just showed up at my
yeah.
house.
See, don't do that.
Please.
But the thing is like people actually do stuff like that.
I guess.
I don't know. Just communicate the boundaries. Like that, I'm like, if someone just like showed up and like the front desk was like, yeah, so and so is here, like can they come up? I'd be like, no. Unless
there's
I sent them a formal invite.
Definitely, some, like, in my life right now, if somebody did that right now, I'd be like, that's fucking fine. You can come over. I don't give a fuck.
The thing is, like,
I don't think I've verbally communicated that to them.
I've heard stories of, like, people literally flying out to other people's cities to show up and be like, I'm here. Where are you? Like,
oh my
on
God.
Some crazy shit. I don't know.
Don't do that.
Like, oh, that shit scares me. Like, don't be crazy. Don't be up out here doing that. Ugh. But that's just...
Damn. I forgot there's some fucking psychos.
There are. And so we're going to tell you, don't ask for passwords. Don't show up and call all the fucking time. Unless it's like, yeah, call me. Or it's like,
if
yeah,
I
we,
want
you call
me,
a lot.
If I want you to call me... If I want you to, like, show up randomly, if I want you to hang out with you, like, you'll know. I promise. Like, don't.
And, like,
if you aren't sure, then it's no. But if you'll know.
And if you're texting your significant other, like, text me back. Like, why aren't you texting me? Why aren't you texting me? Why aren't you texting me? Bro. go outside or something. Like, go do something besides worry. If you're worried about the other person and what they're doing, and like, then that's just a problem in itself. You shouldn't be doing these things. Like, you should have that conversation of, like, this is my boundaries. Like, don't show up at my house. Like, I really like you, but, like, don't be on some stalker shit.
That is hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. But just have those boundaries for yourself. We all have our own personal lives. We keep that. It's called personal life for a reason. No matter if you're in a relationship, that's your relationship if you want to share that with someone. But a lot of us just like to keep our own personal life personal.
Like, be specific. What are you doing?
Yeah. But
no, you be specific.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, like a personal life? Like my notes or like my social media, my emails, like my phone. Like, don't be going through my phone reading my messages. Get the fuck back. That doesn't mean anything. Like, you going through my phone, like, looking through my, like, messages and whatever. Like, that is just... Then it's time to get the fuck out of whatever relationship you're in.
Get out. I've definitely been in a relationship like that.
But if they're like, yeah, you can look through my phone, like, I don't care. It's like, you shouldn't even do it because you should have that level of trust. That's like... Do I need to emphasize it more? Like, have a level of trust.
If you feel and like communicate. Going through somebody's phone, run the fuck out the door. Yeah. Go just settle down. If you're like, I really want to go through this person's phone.
Do you know how many times I texted Abby and I'm like, I really want to go through so-and-so's phone. Like, I feel like he's hiding something. And I would literally sit there and fucking shake. Like, literally my body would not stop shaking because I was so nervous to go through someone's phone.
Get
the fuck out of there. Like, kick that person out of your fucking house because they aren't for you, and that's not how you should feel.
When I was in the relationship that I was in that was very unhealthy,
yeah,
I trust people, I do, mm-hmm. But I would just remember I'd look at his phone and just know, like, I'd get on it because we had
you, it's just like that,
because we'd use each other's phones, like calculators and dumb shit like that, because I trust people.
Yeah.
But even when I knew something was up, I'd just get on his phone and look, and it, you know, the shit would be there. But like, why would I even go and look for something?
And like the feeling when you see that stuff, it's like it's a feeling that you can't ever describe. You can't ever describe, because it literally hurts so bad. Because
it's worse than the feeling of you wanting to go through it.
Yeah.
If you feel like going through somebody's phone, it's not them, it's you.
Yeah. You are a mirror.
Go, just go.
Wait, what did you say? You are a... You said this quote last episode, we said
people are our mirrors. So, if you see that somebody's...
It's like if you're trying to find an answer to, is my person cheating? Is this, and like you're constantly trying to find answers, you're literally digging to find something. Like that's
putting that energy out there that it might actually be. Yeah. Don't fucking worry about it. Like, truthfully, don't worry about it.
And that just goes to show that like something is wrong with your own
psyche. Like, you shouldn't be feeling that way. You shouldn't be going throughout your day worrying about
anything. I'm not saying it's wrong, and I'm not saying like anything like that you shouldn't be feeling that way, but like you should be able to, you know, stop and think and be like, okay, this isn't me, you know. And yeah,
and there's usually like, if you are begging somebody to go through their phone, like, you don't need to. Your answer is right there. Like,
yeah, you need to self-evaluate yourself and your relationship after that.
Actually, and, like, both you might be right, and like, it might not feel fair that you didn't get to see that shit, but it's also like, shit was gone. Like,
shit will come, like, it will come into the light,
mm-hmm.
always. It always does.
Yeah.
I've never heard something that hasn't came to the light. And then I was like, oh, wait, probably because it never came to the light.
It's not yet.
Not yet, though. It usually always does, though. Like, all your actions,
the answers, like, the universe has the answers for you. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know the answer.
Yeah. If you're like constantly, and I'm telling you this right now, fact. If you have that gut feeling like they are cheating on me or they're doing this, like, trust your gut, because it really never, it never lies. And I'll tell you a story right now, and like, this is a really hard story for me to tell, but like, I had gone over to my boyfriend's house, and like, I felt like something was so wrong. I knew with my gut, like, he was with someone else. And on some crazy shit, I show up, and I was right. Like, I had the gut feeling. I could have thrown up at the door. Like, that's how, like, I mean, that's how I felt. And so, ended up, like, opening the door and was like, what's going on? And, like, he wouldn't let me in or whatever. Ended up, like, pushing me out the door. Like, literally, I had bruises on my body. You know, it was just, like, that was my boyfriend. And so, the cops ended up coming. Like, he lied to the cops, said we weren't together. Like, on some fucking crazy shit. And I just, like, go home. And now that I'm just, like, realizing this, I'm like, why in my head did no one tell me, like, don't do that? Like, don't go, like, show up at someone's house. Like, it doesn't matter if you guys have been dating for a year. It doesn't matter if you guys have been, like, dating for 5 years. Like, you need to have those boundaries and that level of understanding of what those boundaries are. And, like, just knowing how to react about something, because in my gut I knew like something was wrong, and I wanted to just like react to it because I didn't know what else to do. And so, like, you need to just, and now I would never ever do that. Like, if I had a gut feeling someone was cheating, I would never even, like, I hit him back with silence. Like, that experience was so traumatic for me, and like, for a really long time. And I ended up just like slipping into like a depression. And it was hard. Like, I ended up staying with him, and, you know, like, we did talk about like boundaries and stuff, but like, it never worked out. Like, just if I was constantly feeling anxious, constantly feeling like he was still cheating on me, and like, you know,
also like a boundary, is that the topic?
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, boundary, don't show up at someone's house, because
at one point had like different boundaries. I was dating this guy, and I knew like he was dating other people, and I told myself, like, at the time I was fine with it. I told myself, and it was literally, I was not fine with it. Daylen knew me at the time. Like, I had boundaries. Like, it's funny because, like, no, I've never done it any other time, but you have to have your own boundaries. And so don't go into a relationship thinking like, this person can't do this person can't do that. Like, it's you. Like, you can't do this, you wouldn't do that. Like, don't be like, what's the golden rule? Do you know it word for word? Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yeah. So it's like, you can't have like all these boundaries, like, don't look through my phone, don't do this, and then like go look through your ex's, or not your ex, your significant other's phone, and like, is that what you're trying to say? Is like, don't
kind
set
of even like as I'm begin new relationships, I have the boundary of like, I can be a little skeptical of somebody else, and they can mm-hmm. be a little skeptical of me. Like, that's a fine boundary to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because like, you just met him.
But it's, yeah, and it's like, you know, yeah, don't do things to others that like you wouldn't want. Like, I wouldn't want someone showing in my house. Like, don't show up at their house. Like, I've learned that now. That was some crazy shit. I would never do that today. But anyway, set your boundaries. Don't cross one's boundaries. Communicate. That's all you need to do, is just communicate. If I could reiterate it enough.
Communication.
Yes, is key.